Again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. A great second half comeback by you guys, down 23-3 at the half, get back in it, but come up a little short, 25-17, as you've gone back and looked at the film of that one. Give me your impressions on the game.
Well, it's pretty obvious. You know, we put ourselves in a hole. We didn't play particularly well early either side of the ball. We started off very poorly defensively. Then we adjusted and we started playing pretty well on the defensive side, I thought. Offensively, it just took us a little while to get going. We had the, you know, a turnover, and again, I don't know, you know, what it was, a sense of urgency or whatever. We made a few plays in the second half. We got ourselves down there. We had a chance to go ahead. You know, I was pleased with the way we hung in there, the way we came back, but obviously we didn't close like we wanted to, so it is what it is.
And immediate questioning to you, if you'll get that fourth question.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Good morning, Jimmy. Second week in a row, I guess, that the game followed the same pattern and falling behind early, coming back late, but it not being enough. Any similarities, any consistencies in that, problems that you see that need to be addressed?
Well, there's a lot of things probably need to be addressed, you know, so far as blocking, so far as tackling, so far as, you know, simplification, things like that. But, we just weren't clicking. You know, I was disappointed the way we started off on defense, you know, defense. That was very unconventional for us. We regrouped and we got, you know, once we got over that, we played pretty well. Offensively, we're just feeling our way out, and you know, just had some turnovers, two really. But really, so far as similarities, other than we didn't play particularly well, that's probably the only similarity.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could sort of talk. I'm sure you addressed this afterwards, but you went with Battle.
Mm-hmm.
For his first extensive time this year, what went into that decision?
Well, I just felt like we needed a change. That, you know, we were just, you know, we'd gone through it last, you know, the week before, where, you know, things had been very, very slow starting. Then we got going, and we just had made the decision that if it got slow again, we were going to do something. We weren't just going to hope that it turned around, and so we felt like we needed to make a quarterback switch and put Brandon in there, it changed some things around, and we made some plays there in the second half, but we still were way too inconsistent with the way we played.
Do you plan to go with this week as starter?
I don't know. I got to reevaluate we got to look at a lot of starters, a lot of people here probably. So we'll see how the week unfolds.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, does Brandon bring anything different than Tommy brings to your tack, just from a skill set?
He's taller. I mean, he's got a good arm. He can run. He's inexperienced. I mean, like Tommy, like John, like the rest of our quarterbacks, he's certainly inexperienced. But he wants to do well. He's prepared. He knows what he's doing. So those are all good things.
Offensively, you also, for the first time in since early last season, get Albert Funderburk back in the backfield on a limited basis. What did you see out of him in the carries that he had?
I was encouraged. Our whole plan was to put him in the game, not for any extensive period of time. I wanted to, you know, get him in there, get him used to playing a little bit, and for him to kind of get his confidence, and for us to see where he was, because again, we don't go live at practice, so I kind of wanted to see where he was, and he felt good, we felt good, so hopefully as we move forward, we can get him more and more playing time.
We've talked about the variety of wide receivers that you guys have, and Isaiah Kinder had 3 catches through, I guess, the first 4 or 5 games, and then goes 4 for 61 against Elon. Talk about how he contributed for you on Saturday.
Well, he's a player that's come up through the ranks and has improved and improved every year. And, he made one really big play down there that was ruled a touchdown. Then they changed it to down on the one. But he's one of the guys that's been in our program for a while, so he really understands where to be, what he has to do, what his role is, and works it extremely hard every day. And I'm glad to see him have a good game.
Got a follow-up media question, if you can get this for us, Pasha.
I have a follow-up question from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Speaking of Funderburk earlier, how was he following the game yesterday? Or I don't know if you had a chance on that yet, but health-wise?
No, he had no setbacks. No setbacks.
Great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from the line of Kevin Tresoloni with the DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Jimmy. Delaware obviously has a lot of the same personnel that when you played them last year, but with Danny Rocco in charge, a much different look, different schemes, things like that. How are they better? How are they different than the Delaware team you faced last year?
Well, I think it's very, year in, year out, Delaware's going to have good talent. They always have good players. They're always big. They're physical. They got good players. They play hard. And just watching them, I mean, yeah, there's some things different scheme-wise, obviously, but they're obviously well coached. You can see, and they don't. And I have seen everything, Kevin. I've just gotten a little bit of a glimpse of it to this point in time. But they don't look to beat themselves. They look to be very sound in what they do, and they certainly play hard.
If I can follow, Jimmy, does their quarterback switch kind of change the way you guys have to prepare, or make it more difficult to prepare?
Not. I can't say right now. I couldn't say anything. We've got to take care of ourselves. That's number one. We've got to be where we're supposed to be and execute what we're supposed to execute and read what we're supposed to do and tackle like we're supposed to. That that's pretty much what we've got. We've got to take care of ourselves, and then whoever they put in at quarterback, we've got to adjust to whatever changes they may make or may not make.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, defensively, you touched on the first half not being as good as you want, but you hold Elon to 63 yards in the second half and also did something that really nobody has been able to do for the last month and was slowing down Malcolm Summers. How did you feel like you did defensively in the run game, especially in the second half?
I thought we got rid of the ball good. I really did. I thought we flew. I thought Nate Atkins at linebacker inside really played well. I thought, guys inside, Bill Murray had another good game. Isaiah Stevens, Matt Ahola, those guys played hard, they were very disappointed in a couple of letdowns we had defensively, and then defense was put in some tough situations with some turnovers and things like that. I thought they really played hard.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for the time today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, take care.
Thank you.